Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. Should the net not start on time and it gets to 2 or 3 minutes past the hour, feel free to pick up the net yourself. If you'd like to pick up a net regularly, please contact somebody in the club. We can set that up. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZNZ, if you can copy me on a different antenna.
WX2BJR.
KA2VLA.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's four. We'll start at the top here. KA2ZNZ. Jack, yeah, you're a little staticky, but, you know, definitely readable. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, hi, Jeff and everybody on board. Well, my beam freezes up on me every time it, for some reason, every time it goes ball freezing. It's been doing it for a few years now. And, of course, I don't want to burn the motor out by, turning the directional unit on the control box. So, I'm just on the Omni tonight. And running only about 40-45 watts, so it makes a difference, I'm sure. But we had about 4 inches of snow overnight, and we probably picked up another inch or so through the day today. They're still saying that maybe another 3 tonight. We happen to be right in that path of the coming off of Lake Ontario. Famous lake effect that we're used to here.
Hello, 73 is
all around.
KAT, that ends up. Okay, Jack. Yeah, it's definitely cool out there. I'll tell you that. I had to take down an antenna up at camp, and part of it I had roped up there, and that wet snow had gotten onto that rope and then froze with this cool snap we're having. And boy, I couldn't get that rope untied. I just had to cut it. There was just no way around it. So it's definitely cold out there, but I see all that snow is out there by you guys out there in the west, and well, I won't say better you than me, but I'm just glad that we only have a couple inches of snow here. So you have a good evening, and you're coming in fine now. So thanks for checking in, Jack, and we'll catch up with you later. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, Clint. Jack in there, WX2PJR, cold snap, great snaps, usually we snap out of, I don't know when we're going to snap out of this, what I've seen with the forecast, it stays pretty chilly for the duration, but anyways, it's got to wake up one of these days, just a matter of when. 10 degrees out there currently, not terrible, but got about 6 inches up here, that'll a little more snow than some places, I guess, but it looks like we're going to get more Tuesday night and Wednesday from the sounds of things. Some places might see up to a foot, so big old coastal storm. So it's not just lake effect, it's like every brush everybody, so see what happens. Other than that, not much else to add here. Giving you one for the count, saying good evening to everybody, and pass it back to you, WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out there. They were saying you could get a nor'easter or something like that. We'll have to see. Did you have a good net there last night? I wasn't able to be there to check in.
Well, any net other than talking to myself is a good net, so yeah. Two at Clinton Beaton there, so yeah, it was okay.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get back to camp till like 9:30 or so, so I missed it. And, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Paul. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jet. This is KA2VLA, where the temperature is 10 degrees. We had about 2 inches of snow, I guess, at the most. Went to church today. Went out to dinner tonight. We have a report of one deer in the family hunting group. Mark's brother shot a nice 8-pointer up by North Lake a couple days ago. So that's the only venison that we're familiar with. We'll have to buckle down next week and get serious. So that's about all the news. Say 73, KA2VLA is clear.
Congratulations there to Mark's brother. We were up there, Tom and them were up, Bob and Bill were up there this weekend, and then I got up there Friday night, and we did some hunting around there. I spooked out a doe over there by the, what they call Pop's Watch out there, by the second barrel, and all west of there. I was coming up from the river, and I was going to go all the way up to that flat iron there and up to the road, but then it started getting really kind of snowy and nasty out, so I cut back towards that trail there that goes out behind Dormy's there. And that's right when I turned and started coming in, that's when it saw me, and it took off. It was a big doe, but that's all it was a doe. A lot of sign out that way, though, out in that trail. So, we'll have to see. But I did see a few tracks crossing up by that little shed there, crab trees that you like to sit in there on the road. And up from there, I seen some few tracks between there and crab trees. I seen a few tracks crisscrossing. So they're moving in there now. It's a little more, sign than I've seen in a while. So, it looks like they're starting to move. So hopefully you guys can get up there and get some time in. All right. Thanks, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, John, Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, near the home of the late Henry Hudson. Nothing much. Stayed indoors most of the day. I mean, it was sunny and windy here. We had like a dusting. Barely qualified as a dusting of snow last night. Temperature made it like 32. We're currently 24. We've been 24 for a few hours, so see how long that holds. And other than that, that's about it. This was a take it easy day, I guess. So back to you, Jeff. WB2RUQ.
Okay. You guys look like you're gonna be coming up this Thursday, or what?
No, I think we're going to be here for the Thanksgiving, but I'm still watching the weather close, but right now, probably going to be staying here. I know I heard, I forget who brought up about the nor'easter, and right now they're calling for a heavy rain event for us. I sure hope they're right, so we'll see what happens another day or so here, so keep checking. Okay,
WB2RUQ. All right, I'm going to shoot you a quick landline out to the net if you're going to be available.
Yeah, give me a call. Okay, WB2RUQ.
Okay, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Thermostat, looking for check-ins.
N2OIQ.
KC2WI.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. And I hear John in there. Good evening, John. And I just heard, I can't, my mind goes blank here. Anyways, good evening to everyone. Anyways, on the net. And, too much going on here. kind of quiet day, cold day, and it didn't hold on. So, but seemed like went to bed pretty quick. I always get up at 3 in the morning, so don't need to, but I do anyways. But anyways, right now we got what, 14 degrees, and this morning, I think overnight low last night, we had down to 11. It was pretty cold, and we had a dance down at Blair Hall last night. When I come home from the dance here, about 11:30 or so, it was snowing up pretty good, but it didn't last very long. Got this morning, they weren't, you know. But yesterday we got, I don't know, about maybe 3 inches or so. But, anyways, but it's that time of year, so you got to expect everything. And that storm coming up the northeast there, coming up the eastern seaboard there, see what happens there. Could be rain for some and snow for some. All depends, I guess. All depends on the temperatures and everything. So, but it's supposed to be a cool week here, so we could get anything. So, top it down. So, you have a good evening, Jeff. Talk to you later. And to I kill care.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, it was. It got pretty snowy there for a time there last night or yesterday. As a matter of fact, I was out there pretty deep in the woods when that first blast of snow came through, and I couldn't see 5 feet in front of me. It got pretty thick there for a little bit. I was kind of happy I had my little GPS unit on there to help me get my bearings straight, because when you can't see what's uphill or what's downhill, it goes a long way to making you have a hard time out there. But all right, thanks, Dan. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. KC2WIB, good evening, what's up?
KC2WI. Well, I just went outside and moved my car back, and I debated whether I wanted to do it, but didn't really, you know, try to avoid cold starts to move the thing 50 feet, but I did. Took me 10 minutes to get into it. All the doors are frozen because, of course, it rained and then snowed. And it looks like the latch on my driver's side is a little stiff, something internal. But one of the tasks I did not get to do before it got cold was clean all the doors and take and put Armor-All on all the rubber gaskets, and that stops it from sticking. Now I have to wait until the sun comes out and it warms up enough to thaw that out. Or I wish I had a garage that I could heat. It would be so easy when stuff like this happens. Anyway, it's just really annoying. But I moved it anyway. I talked to Kerry this morning. I told him you were interested in that. HTX-10, he said, okay, I'll consider it sold and hold it for you. So, get back to him on that email and make arrangements. So you'll have a radio to play with. And other than that, I guess not too much new going on here. I decided that if I'm going to sit in front of the computer and look at stuff sort of aimlessly, I could just as easily be reading something interesting and educational, you know, up to a point where it becomes too hard to think about. But usually what I do, I go to the couple, three, snowmobile, especially this time of the year, message boards and look at all that, and then maybe I go to eham.net, and then I go to maybe geocaching's discussion boards. And, you know, after you do that, you could do that maybe once a day, and there may be something you want to reply to and take you a little while, but otherwise, there's no need to do it multiple times, except for very rare occasions where there may be some really hot discussion going on. And, and whatever. So, I decided to start looking around for stuff that I could read and actually... Okay, Pete, yeah, I
I sent him out an email and I CC'd you on it that I was interested, and figure out how we can get that done. And I sent you out an email too. It basically just says that I've got your radio and antenna here. It was a lot of fun trying to get that antenna out of the tree this morning. I can tell you that, boy. I tied it to two different trees, you know, and two saplings basically, and but they were pretty tall. And but the snow had gotten, you know, we had that wet snow and then it froze. So, boy, I couldn't get them things untied for the life of me. Finally, I just had to cut the strings and restring it, you know, cut the rope. And, you know, then add new rope to the ends there where you had the rope on it before, because I just couldn't get them off any other way. So, but I got it. I got it all rolled up here, and I got the other thing all boxed up and ready to return to you. I'll probably bring it with me to the Christmas party and give it to you then. So, yeah, thanks for that, and... it worked out nice, and I'm looking forward to doing a little more of that when I get up there and I get everything set back up. So, all right, thanks, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, we got 10 degrees up on the hill here. And just calling it a day.
You heading up to auctions tomorrow?
They're holding, being the holiday week, they're holding all the auctions on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. So we got two of them on Tuesday. And luckily they're at different times. So it's Buffalo in the morning, Rochester in the afternoon, and then Syracuse on Wednesday. But, they're all giving away free turkeys, so I ought to have plenty of turkeys.
Well, hopefully the weather won't be that bad to make that trip any more treacherous. Well, if you take the veggie truck there, you can fry that turkey on the way back.
Yeah, I don't run the veggie mobile in the salt. It's already going on 14 years old, and it's lived most of its life in Florida without salt, and like to keep it that way.
Roger that. All right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good week up there at the auctions, and hopefully you get lucky up there and get some good deals. All right. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I got up to camp. Well, I was at camp last night and dropped this morning and did a little walking around. It was very cold, kind of breezy there a little bit, and the trees were all creaking and cracking. And I didn't see any deer this morning, but I seen a bunch of tracks from, they look like they're from either mid last night or very early, like 4 a.m. or so. They weren't fresh, but they are moving around. Hopefully we can get them moving around in the daytime here, make it a little easier. But then we got back here, and just been kind of taking it easy the rest of the day. Got a lot of work to do this week. And, of course, we got the holidays, so. And, we only got two more weeks, I think, here hunting left, so got to get some time in there for that, too. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take any comments, queries, or late check-ins. And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Paul, Clint, John, Dan, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73 is those listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KBQ-KOJ for Octon, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon currently being held on the 145-17. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Stations for Octon, come now, please. This is KB2KLJ for ACTAP.
DC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
This is KC2WI, no traffic.
Okay, very good. I have KC2NBU, Ray, and KC2WIP. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for ACTAP? This is KB2KLJ for ACTAP. This is KB2KLJ for ACTAP. I'll make this the final call. Four stations, with or without traffic. Final call for ACTAP. Four stations, with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. And I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7312, KB2KOJ, Claire.